Hi, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm Sandy Demetroff, CEO of Brand Rep, a full-service digital marketing agency focused exclusively on the SMB market. I've been in digital marketing for over 20 years and consider myself a serial entrepreneur. I absolutely love building businesses and teams and helping small business owners accelerate growth. Needless to say, we're in uncertain times and uncharted waters, and all businesses need some extra support to strategize about their online presence and digital marketing campaigns. In this segment, our team is going to provide guidance and share some innovative ideas about how to engage with prospects and customers as we begin to recover from COVID-19. More and more business will be done online as foot traffic may be limited. So we're going to talk about leveraging online channels, including SEO, paid search, and social media to gain a competitive advantage and thrive in this new normal. I hope you find this information to be helpful and valuable.
Wash your hands, avoid sick people, and touching your face. There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19, brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than just serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable. Serving part-time lets you attend school full-time while you take advantage of education benefits that can help you graduate debt-free. If a civilian career is your goal, serving part-time allows you to work at a full-time job. The skills, qualities, and contacts you'll develop in the Guard can open doors to a great civilian career. Want to serve but worried about being away from friends and family? Part-time service in the Army National Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want while you enjoy the many benefits of serving your community and nation. You owe it to yourself to learn more about how the Army National Guard can fit into your life. Visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Georgia Army National Guard. Aired by the Georgia Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Atlanta, Minneapolis, Nashville, and everywhere else. WAMRDB, Atlanta's Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio. We are now syndicated. You can find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, health, politics, and entertainment. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio.
WAMRDB, the woman station.
Marketing consultants. We have a large team of marketing agents that are consultants for small to mid-sized businesses, and I help them develop effective strategies for every different type of business that's out there in existence in order to let them build an effective campaign. So I teach them how to identify problems and obstacles that a lot of business owners face on a day-to-day basis, and then I teach them which strategy would be the best to apply to each and every business.
And Noel, tell us a little bit about you on your day-to-day. Oh, yes, my day-to-day. I guess connecting you was a prime example. When I first started this position of business development, we were hoping to connect with large organizations, especially like associations that deal in certain industries, like the construction industry, the restaurant industry, pretty much any industry that supports a group of business, small businesses through training, information. But what we noticed, almost every one of those associations didn't have any type of marketing tools that the business owner could utilize. And even if they did, the owners were too busy to try to understand it themselves. So we've connected a lot of associations, and that's where we bring in our expertise to supplement what a normal association would be able to provide for a small business owner. Okay. On the day-to-day, I just make connections with organizations and then figure out a plan that would benefit both sides, and kind of like what we're doing right here.
Okay. Let's just jump into it a little bit. Tell everybody a little bit more about the actual company, how long you've been in business, and what that really looks like, and about your dynamic CEO who brought the show in. Tell us a little bit about that.
You want to take this one, Charles?
Sure. So BrandRep was established back in 2009, so we bring a little bit over a decade of experience to the table. We've currently helped out over 70,000 small business owners, and our focus and our goal is on how to teach business owners effective ways to increase sales and revenue through online marketing strategy. BrandRep is also a partner of LendingTree. We have three different levels of partnership with Google, from the basic level all the way up to the channel level partnership. In order to get into the channel level, Google has to hand select you as an agency. So we're very proud that Google actually selected BrandRep to be part of their channel level partnership. That's in a nutshell what we do. We're also a full service digital marketing agency that specializes in everything from website design to helping people get more engagement and traffic from Google. We even have tools to help generate more positive reviews, so reputation management. And then, of course, another huge focus right now is going to be social media and the presence that business owners have on outlets like Facebook and Instagram, just to name a few.
And Andy is the CEO of the company. She's a woman-led company as well.
Yes, Sandy's the CEO. She brings, previously she was with a big firm out of New York for I think over a decade. Then she moved out here to California to take over CEO of BrandRep a couple years ago. She brings a ton of digital marketing experience and, just experience as an entrepreneur to the table, and is a pleasure to work with, and it's definitely helped taking, small business owners and our company to the next level. So it's a pleasure to have her.
Okay, so all the intro to everyone. Let's get into the interview a little bit. So my first question is, what are the critical pillars of the pandemic plan?
So yeah, this is Charles again. I'll go ahead and answer that one. So there's definitely more than one component involved, but there's no denying the fact that times are tough right now with the pandemic. So I'd say one of the top things is a strong social media presence. That is definitely an essential component of any healthy business out there, because it helps establish your actual brand. Just like you see a brand like Nike that everybody knows about, social media will help get your name, your logo, and the image of your company out there, and help people, most importantly, remember it. But establishing brand trust also through social media reaching potential new customers and current ones too, fostering the community amongst the customers that are already followers of your business now, are all very, very important components of having a strong social media presence. Also, I'd say leveraging the social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, doing that successfully can have a direct positive impact on your bottom line as a business owner in the face of COVID-19 and even outside of it. And it may really be just what helps keep some small businesses connected, keyed in, and afloat during the tough times that we're in right now.
Oh, absolutely. So with the rise of the social distance, are you saying that the customers are seeking out new ways to connect? Do you think that are they prepared? Let's take a look at that. With that question being somebody like myself and DeMonica that's online that's in the music industry, what would be new ways to connect? How do we prepare ourselves to do that? What other businesses should be for that to create that connection?
Definitely attack social media outlets. A recent study actually showed that Facebook has seen a 70% increase in usage of all of its apps in the month of March and moving forward. And for those of you that don't know, Facebook also owns one of the other big names. You've probably heard of it. It's called Instagram. And I mean, with a reported 3.8 billion users online right now, like I was going to say, for social media, your ideal client is not just online, but they're seeking actively social media platforms, and they use it now as part of their decision-making process to whether they're going to move forward with your business or a competitor. The average American, for example, they usually spend about at least 2 hours a day browsing social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. And I mean, now, as a great majority of the world settles in home, in quarantine, like I mentioned earlier, social media stats have skyrocketed. So people are seeking out entertainment, escape, and information. And all at the root of this is human connection. So actually connecting with these people on an empathetic level. And when I describe the word empathy to my clients and all the people that we have at BrandRep, I describe that as empathy is actually understanding where your client is coming from. Okay, so there's one thing to just post out information about whatever is going on. There's another thing to come from an understanding perspective and to almost level with your client so that they feel that you totally understand where they're coming from. Then they connect with you, and this creates trust. So hopefully that answers the question.
It does, and you know, I believe that just understanding, you know, just keeping. I think everybody has a phone gripped to their sides kind of way, and I believe that you know the quarantine did bring people out more so. I think on Instagram and Facebook that I've ever seen, where entertainers like DeMonica, them are holding live performances remotely. They're doing disco. Was it live DJ on Facebook? Just to have a human connection. Those numbers are huge. You know, it's like 4,000 or 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 people popping up on these. So yeah, I do see it quite often. So I'm gonna ask another question. What are the three C's? I saw this in the blog that you guys have on your platform on your website. What are the three C's? What does that represent?
Sure. So the three C's are going to be content, conversation, and consistency. Okay? So content, conversation, and consistency. And I'll give you a brief overview of what each of those words means. So first thing you should know is content is king. I mean, the content that you put out there means everything when it comes to connecting with your prospect, having them scroll through that page and actually stop for a second and read what you're saying, or have them just breeze by like they do with a lot of people who are just putting out very generic content. And I mean, that's for a good reason too. So, I mean, content, which is, could be video, it could be a picture, it could be a short form post, it could be just a graphic or an image. This is the meat. I mean, it's the value added, it's the solutions that are provided, it's the entertainment that's even given, and this is really what attracts potential customers, and it keeps them on your page. And keeping a customer on your page, that's what ultimately encourages them to take action. And just to take it a quick step further, taking action may be filling out a form so that you can gather their email, right? So now you have a connection with this potential new client, right? So that would be number one, right? That's content. And we can get into a little more detail about that here in a minute. But the second one would be conversation. So conversation, social platforms, they actually prioritize content that is deemed relevant to its users, okay? And that's based on engagement, number of comments, the likes you're getting, how many people are resharing this valuable information that you're hopefully putting up there. Just to go on a side note, a lot of people were actually just posting updated information about the current stage of their community or their city during the pandemic, right? Maybe using that as filler. I'm not saying every post is that way, but what does that say? It says, hey, I'm a business owner. I'm a female entrepreneur, for example. I am connected to the community, and I understand because we're all going through the same thing, and we're in this together, right? So
I was getting of it.
What's that?
No one's getting this one. We're all connected.
Exactly. And we're in the boat together here. So I mean, you really want to encourage authentic connection with authentic conversation. So for example, you want to respond to comments. You want to DM people, or DM stands for direct message, right? Like Facebook has a messenger app on it. Instagram has one on it. If you don't know how to use it, you should definitely look into it. And even interacting online. This works to establish brand trust and showing your customers that you present proactive information and you guessed it, personable information too. So human interaction online is absolutely critical. For example, Facebook and Instagram, owned by the same company, Facebook, as I mentioned earlier, they both have certain things in there where you can post live on your story daily. It doesn't have to be a permanent post. They also have Messenger apps where you can go directly in and connect with the client. So if you're not using these tools right now as a business owner, you're probably missing out on a lot of potential new business. So I would say I highly recommend getting yourself familiar with those two tools. Now, that's number two. Okay, that was conversation. Any questions on that so far? Is that pretty clear there, Karima?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And moving forward to the third one, which would be consistency, I'll tell you this, regardless of the platform, consistency is the name of the game. I mean, many businesses out there, they fall prey to erratic posting schedules. It's like a hit or miss audience engagement or conversation. Consider this. If you want to be consistent, just like I set reminders on my cell phone, I got an iPhone, I use Siri. I say, hey, Siri, remind me at 3 o'clock to water the plants. You're going to want to do the same thing with your posting. So maybe you set a schedule, right? You schedule posting 3 to 5 times per week and you rotate it. You got some educational information, some entertainment posts, some informative posts with just straight facts, or maybe you throw in some engaging content in there too to get the customer to chat back. And you do this every week. You set a schedule, just like all entrepreneurs out there. I mean, if you own a small business, you already know what I'm talking about right now. You've got a schedule. You've got a lot going on. You're juggling 50 things at one time. You're running a business. Some of you out there have families. You've got kids at home. I mean, you got a lot going on. So scheduling your posting with your social media is 100% going to make your life much, much easier. And, you know, we've all heard this before. Time is the most valuable thing in life, right? Time is something you can't buy back. Time is money, right? Time is a lot. So if you can get to consistent posting with a schedule, I promise you, you'll see better results and your life will be easier.
I want to ask another question. What are the three C's? I saw this in the blog that you guys have on your platform, on your website. What are the three C's? What does that represent?
Sure. So the three C's are going to be content, conversation, and consistency. Okay? So content, conversation, and consistency. And I'll give you a brief overview of what each of those words means. So first thing you should know is content is king. I mean, the content that you put out there means everything when it comes to connecting with your prospect, having them scroll through that page and actually stop for a second and read what you're saying, or have them just breeze by like they do with a lot of people who are just putting out very generic content. And I mean, that's for a good reason too. So, I mean, content, which is, could be video, it could be a picture, it could be a short form post, it could be just a graphic or an image. This is the meat. I mean, it's the value added, it's the solutions that are provided, it's the entertainment that's even given, and this is really what attracts potential customers, and it keeps them on your page. And keeping a customer on your page, that's what ultimately encourages them to take action. And just to take it a quick step further, taking action may be filling out a form so that you can gather their email, right? So now you have a connection with this potential new client, right?
Right.
So that would be number one, right? That's content. And we can get into a little more detail about that here in a minute. But the second one would be conversation. So conversation, I mean, social platforms, they actually prioritize content that is deemed relevant to its users, okay? And that's based on engagement, number of comments, the likes you're getting, how many people are resharing this valuable information that you're hopefully putting up there. I mean, just to go on a side note, a lot of people were actually just posting updated information about the current stage of their community or their city during the pandemic, right? Maybe using that as filler. I'm not saying every post is that way, but what does that say? It says, hey, I'm a business owner. I'm a female entrepreneur, for example. I am connected to the community and I understand because we're all going through the same thing and we're in this together, right? So what's that?
No one's getting this one. We're all connected.
Exactly. And we're in the boat together here. So I mean, you really want to encourage authentic connection with authentic conversation. So for example, you want to respond to comments. You want to DM people, or DM stands for direct message, right? Like Facebook has a messenger app on it. Instagram has one on it. If you don't know how to use it, you should definitely look into it. And even interacting online. This works to establish brand trust and showing your customers that you present proactive information and you guessed it, personable information too. So human interaction online is absolutely critical. For example, Facebook and Instagram owned by the same company, Facebook, as I mentioned earlier. They both have certain things in there where you can post live on your story daily. It doesn't have to be a permanent post. They also have Messenger apps where you can go directly in and connect with the client. So if you're not using these tools right now as a business owner, you're probably missing out on a lot of potential new business. So I would say I highly recommend getting yourself familiar with those two tools. Now, that's number two. Okay, that was conversation. Any questions on that so far? Is that pretty clear there, Karima?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And moving forward to the third one, which would be consistency, I'll tell you this, regardless of the platform, consistency is the name of the game. I mean, many businesses out there, they fall prey to erratic posting schedules. It's like a hit or miss audience engagement or conversation. I mean, consider this. If you want to be consistent, just like I set reminders on my cell phone, I got an iPhone, I use Siri. You know, I say, hey, Siri, remind me at 3 o'clock to water the plants. You're going to want to do the same thing with your posting. So maybe you set a schedule, right? You schedule posting 3 to 5 times per week and you rotate it. You got some educational information, some entertainment posts, some informative posts with just straight facts, or maybe you throw in some engaging content in there too to get the customer to chat back. And you do this every week. You set a schedule, just like all entrepreneurs out there. I mean, if you own a small business, you already know what I'm talking about right now. You've got a schedule. You've got a lot going on. You're juggling 50 things at one time. You're running a business. Some of you out there have families. You've got kids at home. I mean, you got a lot going on. So scheduling your posting with your social media is 100% going to make your life much, much easier. And, you know, we've all heard this before. Time is the most valuable thing in life, right? Time is something you can't buy back. Time is money, right? Time is a lot. So if you can get to consistent posting with a schedule, I promise you, you'll see better results and your life will be easier.
Wash your hands, avoid sick people, and touching your face. There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
And I have a question, too. Go ahead. Okay. Is it okay?
Go ahead.
Okay. I have a question. So a person like myself, this is Demonica, and I'm like, If you're a person that has a lot of trades, so for instance, the A&R director, and I'm a songstress and a lyricist and producer and peace activist, would you create a page that would be like I notice on Instagram, I'm always getting inboxes about creating a one-page website. And with that one-page website, would I combine all the trades that I do on that one page, or would I make different pages for the things that I do?
100% different pages for everything that you do. So you want to look and feel, and customers want to feel like you are the expert in whatever area you're targeting, right? So the more hyper-focused that you can be with who you are and what you do, the better. Now, that's not to say you can't have one master website, but then have pages up in maybe a service category, for example, that actually take you to a completely different site that show your hyper-focus in each specific area. However, we see that engagement and traffic increases when you have one page dedicated to one subject, if that makes sense.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we run sponsored ads at Brand Rep for a lot of small business owners. And we have small business owners, let's just say, maybe you're in the construction industry, right? You do everything from roofing to remodeling and all kinds of other stuff, right? But if you're specifically looking to generate jobs for roofing, or let's say you want to remodel bathrooms, when we run that sponsored ad saying top rated roofing specialist in Atlanta, right? We're going to bring you directly to a page that shows everything just about roofing, because it looks like you're the absolute expert, and that's the person that the customer wants to hire.
Okay.
Right, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
It does. Oh, okay.
Noah, were you going to chip in?
Well, you pretty much covered it, Charles. You're on a roll. That sounds really good.
Okay, guys. So let me say this. You made a really good point earlier, Karima, and thank you so much for your question there, Demonica. That was a great question. But, Karima, you mentioned positivity. So people want to smile. They want to be happy, right? So keeping a positive vibe to your page keeps the customer in a happy mood. It's just like when you greet someone with a smile over the phone or in person. You always want to make sure you remember to keep the positive vibe going on. We do see better feedback and better activity with business owners that are consistently remaining positive. And I can say this too, you know, your consumers, like we were just saying, with the consistency, and Karima, you said it, they gotta see that you're there. If you're up one day and gone the next, I mean, is that someone that looks reliable to you? Ask yourself, you know, probably not. So, you know, also promotions. You can do promotions through your consistent posting, and those can be claimed through coupons, sales, even a discount on select products or services. You always want to have it on something select, wherever you want to drive new deal or new business revenue, whatever category, run the promotion there. Don't just do 20% off on everything. You want to capture attention on just one or two items. If you provide a service, online promotions can be a great way to really, I guess, I'll say entice new clients with popular packages or even current clients. You can offer them unique offerings for opportunities that they haven't taken advantage of thus far. But that about covers it for that last question there, Karima, on the three C's.
Okay. So how do you drive how do you drive healthy traffic to the website?
Noah, you want to go ahead and take this one?
Sure. Well, Kareem, a lot of people they think you might not realize this, but we talk to business owners where they get a website and they think that's it, that's all they have to do. But in reality, their website is just the starting point. If I can use a good analogy, a brick and mortar business usually has one door where customers walk through the door. On the internet, you can have as many as you want. So the best way to drive traffic to your website is whatever endeavor you're undertaking regarding ads or social media or just directories, then you want to have a link back to your website. So every time you have a link back to your website, it's kind of like you're opening up a new doorway to your online business. Hopefully that was as clear as it gets. But opening up new doorways to the website requires a lot of work, actually. Most people don't realize that on the internet, there's dozens and dozens and dozens of business directories on top of the social media platforms. Okay? Now, when I say business directories, are you familiar with that, Karima?
A little bit. Not much.
Okay, so you have
give a few examples of the big ones.
Sure. So the major ones that most people are familiar with is Google. So Google has roughly around 70% customer traffic. Okay. Then you have Bing, which has roughly about 15%. Then you have Yahoo, which roughly has 10%. Together, those three make up about 95% of customer searches. The remaining ones are in the very the smaller ones that a lot of people are unaware of even exist. You have like the Yellow Pages, Super Pages, 411, Merchant Circle. Now, even though a customer doesn't use those to directly search, but the search engine use those as reference for information to see if the business has consistent information across the whole internet. Okay, so for example, if you had your address on Yellow Pages as 111 Main Street, and you had your address on 411 as 111 Main Boulevard, that's inconsistency, then it would hurt your ranking. So what you want to do is make sure that everything across the whole internet is consistent, and each one of those has a link to your website so that no matter where someone searches, that they can click on it and go back to your website, okay? Now, on the social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, you definitely want to have the links back too, okay? And make sure that your website is cell phone compatible or mobile compatible, and that your media presence speaks as a, like an extension of the website, of your customer service, of your brand. So your website shouldn't have one look, and then when a customer goes to, say, Facebook, it has a totally different look. So so if the customer is, if the customer is on your Facebook, and if they were to click on your website and it takes them directly to your website, it would almost seem like a seamless extension of your Facebook profile and personality and owner and brand with enough information so that they can make a good decision for themselves. And once they entrust us to do the job for them, it's pretty much, we take care of everything. The business owner just continues to run their daily business, take care of their customers, and let us worry about the extra stress of rebranding them across the whole internet.
So basically, you can just walk
then,
away from it.
Yeah.
That is pretty much it.
I will chip in and say this. We provide a full consultation individually and customized for every single business owner, because no one business is the same. Everybody needs something a little bit different. Everybody has their own strengths. Everybody has their own weaknesses. We build and develop a plan to prioritize the weaknesses so that the company is strong all the way across the board. And then pretty much the business owner, like Noah said, can go on autopilot. We're like a one-stop shop. We literally take care of everything online for small businesses, so the owners never have to worry about it. Again, time being the most important factor for a business owner, we understand it, we appreciate it, and we want to free up as much time as possible while teaching them a lot of the process along the way, so maybe eventually they can do some of these things on their own.
Okay. All right, just like what you did, Johnny, the podcast page on the MRDB. So we got the skin kind of up, but then they jump in and it's just gorgeous. Do not want to miss this link. You want to go to www.wmrdbpodcast page, hit the link, and then it opens up into all of Brand Rep's logs, and then it has all of this free library of resources that you can peruse through articles and things that can show you exactly what you're going to need to do. Some things are very delicate at this time, but you can consider the fact that you got to budget this, because everyone has to make money in this business. But if you go to the website and you hit the podcast part, all you have to do is go to that link, click on, and it opens up. And then there's a contact page down there for you to contact either or Charles, and they'll get back to you as well. So you want to look at that page, because I didn't even know who page it was when they said it's finished. And it was like in a few minutes, waiting like hours, all of that. This was like in, I don't know, 45 minutes or less. But I'm not sure. It might have been a little bit longer. But I just want to encourage you, because I wouldn't push this if I didn't believe in it, right? And I understand, because I had a massive headache, and trying to ensure that our listeners are able to have the resources that they need. I got one more thing to ask you. This question is, Charles, how delicate time do you think it's effective to run ads still?
Say that one more time. Did you say during
ads,
a delicate time,
yeah,
are ads a good idea?
Yeah, is it?
Absolutely. It's definitely a good time to do ads. I'll give you a couple reasons why. Number one, the level of competition for ads right now has decreased because some business owners are just sitting there. They're kind of scared, right? And understandably. But if you're a real go-getter and, you know, you've got a little bit of reserve stashed away for your advertising, you can get a huge competitive advantage against everybody else while securing ads at a lower cost than normal because demand is down, right? It's just like when the real estate market goes down. If you're looking to buy a house, that's the best time, right? Because you get the best deal. It's kind of like that with the Google ads, the Facebook ads, the Instagram ads right now. So definitely, I would say yes, it's a good time to do ads and get one step ahead of the competition. You can always start small and grow with the ads once you see a return on the investment. So I would say yes, for sure. It's a good idea, especially considering the fact that things are getting back to normal now. I obviously not 100%, but
right.
More things are opening up. Salons are open. I mean, you know, these everyday services that people go to, restaurants are now allowed to have people back in the door. So you definitely, if you're a small business owner, don't fall asleep at the wheel, you know, by any means. Like we said, stay consistent with your social media posting. If you want to run some ads and your gut's telling you to do it, then it's probably a good idea. And you're hearing from an expert right now. I live in this world every single day. I've helped thousands of small businesses grow personally myself. I can tell you for sure we have current clients that are running ads right now that are definitely performing.
Okay. You mentioned about a dentist started to work with you guys. And his turn of investments are in the thousands. You also mentioned that with the restaurants opening up, there's an actual component you guys do for restaurant owners in California that, like that membership, those individuals are now able to order online and save restaurant money on the. Can we talk about that real quickly before our time is up?
Sure, you're addressing me, right, Karina?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Noah.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead on that. You're good at that one.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is a subject that I'm especially proud of. Yes, before we did an alliance with some dentists where we would perform webinars to give them a lot more detailed information, where we would set up dozens of dentists and we'd do one webinar and they can ask all their questions and get a better, more thorough understanding of digital marketing. But recently, regarding the restaurants, we're part of what's called the California Restaurant Association. We're one of the main companies that they would recommend if you had a restaurant and you needed help with digital marketing. So we found there was a need that, especially during this time, a lot of restaurants were shut down. They were only allowed to do takeout. So we partnered up with a company to provide them with an online ordering menu where the customer can literally order on their cell phone, just kind of like Uber Eats and DoorDash. But the key difference is that the business owner is keeping, I would say, almost 100% of their profits by using our online ordering menu versus having a big chunk of those profits being taken by one of the bigger services. Those bigger services are still needed, but with an online menu through our platform, it doesn't obviously include delivery, but it's important that it allows the business owner to keep their hard-earned money and not just to get by, but actually make a profit while they're trying to recover from this COVID And I think down the line, Truman, that even if COVID comes to pass, there's a new norm now that social distancing, I don't think, will disappear soon. So the online ordering and takeout will continue to be needed long after. Oh, and by the way, just to put it in there, if there's any restaurants out there that need extra support, we do have a program where we can give them access to their online ordering for free for a few months. This is one of our ways of just contributing back to companies, because we're fortunate enough to still be able to function normally through working at home. But with restaurants, it's a different scenario, and it's our just method of giving back to community, giving them the option to try our service for free for a little bit, and that way they can recoup a lot of the lost income within the last past couple months.
Ladies, y'all heard it? The F word. Now, free. This usually happens in the end. If somebody earned a free word right now, could they pick up the phone and call you right now and say, hey, Sean, Nora, Charles, I'm looking at free right now. How do I get in contact with you now? But if they had, could they real quickly just to contact you guys, just what would be the quick way for them to reach out to you? Just quickly.
I can give you my direct line.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, so this is Charles Della Sala. You can call me directly if you want. I'm here for all you guys. Anything that you need, you can dial direct. It's going to be area code 949-825-7816. And I'll say that one more time for you guys. It's area code 949-825-7816. Please make sure to mention if you do call that you heard about us on WAMR radio. And if you go to their website and click the link, then you can give me the promo code at the bottom. And that may save you some extra money if you're looking for more help than just the restaurant ordering. So, you know, I'm here for you guys. We're all about support at Brand Rep. Noah, do you want to give your info as well, or some info for them?
Well, I think one number is good enough, but we have an extra resource where on that same page, if you scroll down at the bottom, it's just a simple form where anybody can request additional information. I know that we went over a lot within the last 45 minutes, and this, unless you were taking very detailed notes, obviously you would might have forgotten quite a bit of it. But the subjects we talked about were in general. So if you need more help, more information, more guidance, or if you want us just to send some information on top of that, just fill out the form, put your email, and then we'd be happy to do that.
Yeah, and that's AtlantaMixRadio.com, guys. E-Toolkit Podcast. It's in the left-hand bar. All you have to do is click one button and then go ahead and click on the e-business toolkit. Scroll on down. You'll see all of our info right there.